Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You would probably not be surprised to learn that most business leaders are also very active in the nonprofit community, volunteering and serving on boards. Our next guest says that business people interacting with nonprofit leadership is obviously a good thing, but their level of success is going to be determined by the quality of that relationship. Clay Grayson is founding partner of the Grayson Thomas Law Firm in Charleston. His firm serves nonprofits across the state. He joins us now by phone. Clay, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Give us the first bit of advice you'd have right off the bat for any of our listeners who are serving on nonprofit boards right now.
So nonprofits are a different kind of animal when you think about business organizations. They don't have true equity owners like you see with all for-profit businesses. That makes the role of the nonprofit board of directors really unique. When you serve on a board, you're managing the assets held in public trust, and you're using those assets to fulfill your charitable purpose or mission. When I think about that and talk with folks about it, you know, the first thing that comes to me is that's a lot of responsibility. And if you're going to volunteer, if you're going to engage in board service, you really ought to take that seriously. You really ought to understand that you're serving in the public trust. And remember that your work translates to the success of that public mission. It's a lot of responsibility, but it's terribly rewarding when you consider it.
Have you had the experience where you find sometimes people join boards of nonprofits strictly as a resume thing?
I do. You do see that. I think you see it less nowadays because nonprofits are getting more sophisticated and they're putting a lot of value in the nominating process and committee, recognizing that those are the gatekeepers that can help filter maybe those resume hounds, if you will.
Now, I understand also that you are involved in the publication of a best practices manual for nonprofit boards.
Yes, we are. Together SC has recently released their fourth edition of the Guiding Principles and Best Practices, and I was lucky that they allowed my firm to help them with that and wrote the foreword for it. When you kind of distill it all down and look at what the guiding principles are, what you see are 9 guiding principles fleshed out with 32 core elements and 114 best practice examples that you can then implement and use in your organization or reflect on for discussion. All of that's contained in 38-page treatise. It's a lot of information. It's very user-friendly. It's bullet points and the kind of things that can really push an organization to the next level.
Can you share with us just an example or two of these best practices that you feel are particularly important?
Sure, I'm happy to. There are two of them that come to mind that I really like, and they both speak to expectations of service and accountability. The first is I find really successful nonprofits will have each director on the board at the beginning of the year to sign a commitment statement. This could have things like, I've read the bylaws, I understand my role, and I'll follow them. But you can really use this commitment statement to do a lot more. You can ask the director to commit financially to the organization. You can ask the director to agree to attend 75% of the board meetings. You can really lay it out in writing, have the director sign it. In my experience is when nonprofits do that, they get that level of commitment back from their board. Another example might be performance review evaluations of the CEO of the nonprofit in a similar manner in which you're going to frame the expectations of board participation or performance. You can do the same thing with the CEO. And I find that when boards lay out those expectations with the CEO at the beginning of the year, they review them during the year and then actually have that final performance review. What you see is it's not so much reviewing the performance as it is a really good coaching tool. And it's those kinds of examples that you get out of the guiding principles that I think make it a really valuable piece of work.
Now, I understand there's also an event or two during the year that you and this organization, Together SC, formerly known as the South Carolina Association of Nonprofit Organizations, events that they have to help with this topic throughout the year?
Yes. So coming up in 2018, there is the annual summit put on by Together SC. It's going to be starting on March 5th in Hilton Head. And then on April 19th, there's going to be another leadership summit at the Citadel. And on May 8th, another gathering at Furman in Greenville.
Well, Clay, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Clay Grayson is an attorney with the Grayson Thomas Law Firm. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. And the best practices guide that he mentioned, we will have a link to that at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.